Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Being a gospel, I ask that you please stand for the reading. I will be reading Matthew 24, verses 36 to 44. Please hear these words written by St. Matthew, inspired by God. And this is Jesus speaking. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. What an exciting time of the year. What a wonderful event that is coming that we can celebrate. We have entered into the season of Advent. And the word Advent means coming. So, what is coming? The Son of God, the Christ child, the Prince of Peace, and his titles go on and on. No one truly knows the date, the exact date, that Jesus was born. But the Western world has accepted the date of December 25th. In order to have a date of celebration. Now, we know what December 25th is from when we're about this high. Sometimes we might not know the date, but we know the word Christmas. We know Christmas is coming. It's coming here very shortly. From December 26th, up to December 24th for this next year, we know that on December 25th, Christmas will be here again. And we again will celebrate the birth of Jesus. So, with all of that notice coming, I assume all of you have done all of your baking and buying and wrapping and decorating, and all of the things that we choose to do at the Christmas season. Because we've had a whole year since the last Christmas to be getting ready for that very specific date. There's no changing it. It's been that way for years and years and years through church history. Now, personally, I have a blast buying gifts for others. And I suspect that's the case for most of you. It was really fun when I was home this weekend with my dad, and I was talking about the little child that I took off of the angel tree. Well, my sister, younger sister, who stays with my dad, while at the moment she refuses to attend church, She became very interested in this Christmas child program. And so I was telling her about it, and she is probably going to pick up some things for this child because she does have a love for children. After all, think about this. The wise men brought gifts to the Christ child, did they not? So it's not a matter that we have become too commercial in that we buy presents to show our love to one another. The trick is keeping the balance between what is most important. It's not the baking and the decorating and the wrapping and all of that, as you know. It is the celebrating of the coming of the Christ child. And if we keep that in perspective, then I don't think we can miss. I don't think it can be anything but a joyful celebration. One thing about it, whether we are ready or not for it, Christmas is coming in less than a month. But in Advent, meaning coming, we must remember that we are not only celebrating the birth of the Christ child. We are celebrating the second coming of Jesus. You know, Christ will return. It is a coming of Christ back into this world, back into our lives. And so we celebrate that as well. Why is it a celebration for us? It's a celebration because we know at the time of Revelation, we know at the time when Jesus returns, we as Christians, if we have prepared our lives, if we are ready, then we will be there for Christ to join in heaven. Now, you notice the scripture said there will be two men, and it described them working. And it said one will be taken up and the other will be left behind. It described two women working. One will be taken up and the other will be left behind. And then it gave us an example of Noah. You know, there was no announcement, prediction. God had spoken and spoken to the people about cleaning up their lives and getting things in order. And the people had refused to do that. And so God spoke to a righteous man and had him build an ark. And then he sent the rain. And it rained and it rained and it rained. And when the rains were finished, the only living were those who were on the ark, the ones who were left behind. I don't think it's hard for us to figure out which of the two we want to be. I don't think it's difficult for us to think, I don't want to be the one that's taken up. I want to be the one that is left behind to celebrate. You know, it's been difficult this week watching families of the church grieve over death of loved ones. But we do understand that death is part of the circle of life. We know that. We know that we will all die. We don't know when necessarily that we will die. It's very rare that someone knows exactly when they will be dying from this world. But we know that it is coming. But you know, death in that way is not like the time of Christ coming. It's not like when Jesus returns. Because there is nothing to fear. Nothing to fear when Jesus returns to us in the second coming. For if we have prepared, if we are ready, then all we have to do, as this, I don't know if you can read the screen as well as I hoped it would say, but it says, ready, set, wait. And that's what we do. We get ready, we prepare our hearts and our minds and our souls for the second coming of Jesus, for it could be today. It could be tomorrow. It may not be for another 2,000 years. And God tells us in Scripture, we will not be told when Jesus is returning. But But for those of us who have gotten ourselves ready, who are prepared for the second coming of Christ, then we look forward to that as a celebration. It's not to be feared. It's not to be afraid. And this scripture passage is not written by Matthew to scare anyone into worrying about getting their life together. And Matthew is simply offering a prophecy of what will be coming. What will be coming is the return of Jesus. And we know what to do. We prepare our hearts and our lives. We attempt the best we can to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And then we thank God for all of the grace that is poured upon us each and every day when we don't quite stand up, when we don't quite measure up. Because you see, God wants us to be ready. God wants us not to fret about, oh, I know what my future will be because I have not lived a good life. All God asks of us is that we seek forgiveness, we repent, we take the Lord into our hearts, and the rest is get ready, set, and wait. It's not a thing to be feared, my friends. It's a thing to prepare for. And preparation can be such fun. Just like now at Christmas time. Now, I've been through it just like everybody has. There are those seasons of Christmas in which we get wrapped up. We get behind. We're not where we wanted to be. Things have happened that's unexpected. Oh my, I haven't gone out and done any shopping. I didn't get out on Black Friday. Oh my goodness, I haven't even thought about what cookies I'm going to make. I haven't even begun to dust a single room in my house. That would be me. And Christmas is right around the corner. I have to be busy, busy, busy to get everything done. My friends, I encourage you, enjoy this time of year. Enjoy this season. Slow down. Don't try to speed up. Because it's only by slowing down that you can take in the joy that comes through the Advent season. All things, I suspect, that are critically necessary to be done, you'll get done. You'll find a way. But you know, at this very special time of the year, when you go up to someone and say, "Are you ready for Christmas?" And then they begin this lament about all of the things they haven't done, that's not fun. That's not what we hope that we can hear from another. That's something that I hope we don't hear ourselves saying. Because I hope what we hear from us and others is, well, I have a lot of things to do, but I am certainly excited for the coming of that Christ child. That's where our hearts are. There's a pastor, and he's famous, named Reverend Will Willimon, interesting name. And he's written a number of books and been a prolific speaker. But he says this, "There's a difference between living your life every day with somber thoughts of your impending death and living your life with potentially transforming insight that at any time in your life, sooner or later, God will come." And that's how we want to see it. That's how we want to enjoy this season of hope and peace and joy and love, a time of celebrating the birth of that babe in a manger. I believe that God loves us so much that we have been given this clear prophecy that Jesus will return, and it is up to each and every one of us to be ready for that return. It's clear that our lives need to be in order. And that again is not to make you nervous. That again is to help you prepare for the coming, the second coming. On this first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate hope. Hope in knowing that our God loves us and wants only the best for us. As we are living our lives, are we living them in a way knowing, and then God comes? Praise be to God, and amen.